Wildfires and energy development have changed the Western landscape, clearing hundreds of thousands of acres of native vegetation. It's fragmented the once massive sagebrush ecosystem, which is relied upon by hundreds of species. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports scientists are developing a new way to rebuild that landscape.
Several dogs pat happily through snow-packed grass on Red Canyon Ranch in central Wyoming. It's backed by rolling hills and grazing cows. Maggie Eshelman jumps out of her truck. She's a restoration scientist with the Nature Conservancy, an environmental nonprofit. She's interested in Red Canyon because of something that happened here nearly 20 years ago.
In 2002, there was a wildfire. It was started by lightning, so it was a natural fire. It burned down onto BLM land.
The blaze scarred the land, burning away the native sagebrush and other species that rely on it. Sagebrush is slow to grow back and was replaced by invasive species like cheatgrass. She says the Nature Conservancy wants to find a way to make the native vegetation the more competitive and resilient seed. That soon could happen with the help of a new seed technology. An experiment is underway on a plot in the distance here at Red Canyon, planted last fall.
As you go up the hill, there's some state trust land, then BLM land. And so our plots are kind of at the transition from state trust land onto BLM land.
The plot is growing sagebrush, but not with bare seeds buried underground like you might expect. They're encapsulated in an earplug-sized pellet called seed pods. It's a fertilizer clay nutrient concoction formed specially to help the seed survive. It could help native seeds grow, not only at Red Canyon, but across the many disturbed rangelands west-wide, like abandoned mine sites. There are well over 1,000 in Wyoming alone. Eshelman is spearheading the seed pod project for the Nature Conservancy. Wyoming's Department of Environmental Quality and the Bureau of Land Management support it. BLM's Gina Klingerman explains why the project is important.
We started this project as a way to address the impacts that are happening to the sagebrush steppe ecosystem, because it is an ecosystem that is now in great peril. It once covered half of the United States, and now it's half of that.
Due to wildfire and development of energy, housing, infrastructure, the fall of sagebrush habitat is also a loss to the hundreds of species that rely on it, like sage grouse. For years, Klingerman says land was considered reclaimed if any vegetation grew back on it, even invasive grasses.
The soil is stable, but we're not seeing the shrubland community that belonged there or was there prior to the disturbance.
Nowadays, government agencies and companies are reseeding land to reclaim them, even with native seeds. But Klingerman says that status quo of just spreading bare, live seeds isn't effective.
That pure live seed, its survival rate is 5%. And so if we can increase that survival rate with the seed pods, then that's going to help those seeds get established quicker, and they're going to get a better foothold.
The small plot lined with sagebrush at Red Canyon, that all started here. Eshelman weaves through a dimly lit warehouse before stopping in an industrial-looking room. It's her seed lab. A grow light hums, shining purple over tiny sagebrush sprouts. She's testing out different fertilizers.
So the ones that held the most promise, then we'll try to incorporate into a pod.
Theoretically, each seed pod could be used for a different purpose. Right now, Eshelman has been mixing and using a pod recipe that makes sagebrush resistant to herbicides. Another seed pod recipe could insert nutrients into the soil where none was. Eshelman says that's important for abandoned mine sites.
Wyoming soil is not the best soil in the world to begin with, but due to the disturbance of the initial mining, but then also the reclamation of that mine, there are certain deficiencies within the soil.
That's why Eshelman isn't just testing out pods at Red Canyon, but two other sites, both abandoned uranium mines. The Nature Conservancy is excited at the prospect of seed pods at those sites to once again house a healthy shrub community. Seed pods could also help protect against too much or too little rainfall.
We want to be able to, regardless of what the weather might be that spring, put seeds out and have them successfully emerge and survive.
Eshelman says there's no one-size-fits-all seed pod recipe to help seeds grow even in hostile environments. But she's still in the very early stages of the project. Eventually, the goal is to use it and start to rebuild the imperiled sagebrush ecosystem in Wyoming and across the West.
So if we want to keep the species around that are dependent on sagebrush and that ecosystem, then we really need to make strides towards restoring it, because at this point, we're not super successful at restoring sagebrush.
Eshelman will visit the Red Canyon site one more time in the coming months to count seedlings. Most of her time will be spent at the mine sites. Similar projects are underway in Nevada and Oregon this summer. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McCann.
Yeah, it's not too bad.